Okay, today's Avos Bracha Daf Mem Dalad. We're at the top of Mem Dalad on Alpha the Mishnah. But needing to be able to find out Maliach Tchilev a pot Imam Varech Al Maliach Pater at the pot. If you have a salty food and you're eating bread to absorb the taste of the salty food, then you make a bracha on the salty food and you're exempt from the bread. Shapat Tfilah, because the bread is secondary to it. And this is the Mishnah that we've been quoting for a good few times. So the Masechta Zeaklal Kol Shu Ikar Vimot Tfilah Varech Al Ikar Pater at the Tfilah. Anything that you're eating that's primary and it has to accompany it, something that's secondary, you make a bracha on the primary food. You're exempt on the secondary food. Gemara, ikamidid have a meliach, ikar pat tefela. But is there anything you could be eating that bread would be the secondary food to it? Amarav ach, abaredorav avira, amarav ashi, beochle per ginosar at shano. Yeah, we were talking about when you're eating the fruit of ginosar, which were such a chashuv, such an important fruit, that even bread would be considered secondary to it. Now we're going to have a few stories that illustrate the significance or the delicacy that was the perot ginosar. When we would walk after Rabbi Yochanan was going to eat perot ginosar, so if we were 10 students, if we were 100 students, we would each pick 10 perot, and if we were 100 students, or if we were 10 students, we would each pick 100 perot, such that we would bring to Rabbi Yochanan 1,000 perot ginosar. We would hold them all together. All 100 students would hold their baskets full of perot ginosar va'achilehu, and he would eat all of them. And he could swear that he still hadn't eaten anything at all because it was such a delicacy. It really just didn't leave any kind of an impact. It didn't satiate him at all. He didn't eat anything at all. No, he didn't eat anything that satiated him. Right? Because it was such a delicacy that you could eat them all day and not feel full. And Rabbi Abau would eat them until his skin would basically be dripping with oil such that a fly would slip across his forehead if it tried to land on it. Rav Asi ate it until their hair started falling out. Rav Shimon Levi have achil ad demarit. Rav Shimon Levi would eat so much that he would actually go crazy for a temporary period of time and he would refuse to go home. V'amar lehu Rabbi Yochanan l'debe nesia v'hava mishader le Rabbi Yehuda nesia be'alushe abatre umaiti le lebeite. And Rabbi Yochanan went to go tell this to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya would go send for him to bring Rabbi Shimon Levi back home. Ki ata Rav Dimi Amar Irechad Haita Lo Liyana Hamelech. So for no other reason, just from the fact that we're speaking about crazy stories with absurd numbers involved, we tell the following story of Yanai HaMelech, who had a certain city, Behar HaMelech, which was in the Har HaMelech. Shayu Motzim Mimena Shishim Ribos of Safle Tarit Lekotzei Te'enim Me'er Shabbat L'Erev Shabbat. That every single week, in order to provide enough food just for the workers that they had to cut off the figs from the trees, they had to bring 600,000 cups full of cut up fish. Meaning they had so many workers taking down the figs from the trees that to feed them took about 600,000 cups of fish. Meaning it's an absurd story that just represents the numbers of people at the time. Giata Rabin Amar Ilan Echad Hayelu Yanai HaMelech. So Yanai HaMelech had a tree that a lot of birds took nest in. Behar HaMelech was in Har HaMelech. Shayu Moridi Mimenu Arba'im Sog Gozlot Mishlosh Brichot Bechodesh. That 3 times a month they would bring down 40 saw of eggs from the pigeons that had laid eggs in the tree. Yadar Yitzchak Amar Irachadatabe Eretz Yisrael. There's a city in Eretz Yisrael. The Gufnit Shema's name was, it's called Gufnit. Shayu Ba Shmonim Zugot Achim Kohanim Nisuim Lishmonim Zugot Achayot Kohanot. And there are 80 pairs of brothers who are Kohanim who are married to sisters who are Bnot Kohanim, right? And that is a very, very rare occasion. And that reflects just how many people were in the city at the time, meaning just how many people were in Eretz Yisrael before the destruction. Ubad Kuraban and Mesuravad Narda. And now, after we lost so many people, with the destruction, the Rabbanan checked from all the way from Surah to Narada, Veloeshkechu bar mibante de Rav Chizda dehavu nesivan l'rami bar chama ulamar ukva bar chama. Right? That at this point, even though at one point we had 80 pairs of brothers who were Kohanim married to sisters who were Benot Kohanim, now they checked from Surah until Narada and they only found that the daughters of Rami Baruch, the daughters of Rav Chisda were married to the two sons of Chamav. Afagav the Inu Havikahante, Inu Lo Havikahane. And he was a Kohen, so his daughters were Benot Kohen, but they weren't even Kohanim. Meaning what we once had 80 pairs of, we now barely even have one pair of. It's just to show the tremendous destruction and how many people we lost with the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Amar Rav Kol Seuda She'in Ba Melech Ena Seuda. So Rav said any Seuda that doesn't have salt in it is not considered a meal. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Seuda She'in Ba Sarif Ena Seuda. Chia Bar Abba says that any Seuda that doesn't have gravy is not considered a meal. Matanitin. Achal Anavim V'te'enim V'rimonim V'arach Acharayim Shalosh Brachot. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says that if you eat grapes or figs or pomegranates, then you should say a birkat hamazon. That's Rabbi Gamliel's sheet. You say an alamichya. Rabbi Kiva Omer Afilu Achal Shalak V'hu Mizonim Varachal Shalosh Brachot. Rabbi Kiva says no. Even if you're eating a cooked vegetable, but that is your primary source of sustenance, then you make a birkat hamazon because you're making a birkat hamazon on your primary source of sustenance. Hashot Emayim Letzam Varach Shalkoni Avidvaro. So someone who drinks water because he is thirsty says Shalkoni Avidvaro. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Brein Afashot Rabot V'Chesronan. Rabbi Tarfon says he should say Brein Afashot Rabot V'Chesronan. So it's interesting. Is he saying that? Is what's the machloket here? Is Rabbi Tarfon saying that you should make? Because there is a machloket, but Berein Shavasho says after, it said after water, and Chagol said before. So either he's cholek and believes that you should say Berein Shavasho before you drink water, and that's Rabbi Tarfon's shita. Alternatively, what the Tanakhama says, that you should say a shahakol, he says you should say hakol beforehand, and Davka holds that you don't say anything afterward. And so Rabbi Tarfon does believe Brina Fashot is a bracha afterward, who's cholik on the Tanakhama, who doesn't believe you make a bracha at all afterward. Gemara. My time at the Rabban Gamliel, dechtiv eretz chita usara, uchtiv eretz asher lob miskanot tochalechem, uchtiv echad avisavato, vrach tashem elokecha. So what's the reason for a Gamliel Shita that you're supposed to make a Birkat HaMazon on the Shivat HaMinim? Well, it's written Eretz Chita Usera, that's the Pasuk about the Shivat HaMinim, and then it's written that this is a land that nothing is going to be missing from it, and you're going to eat bread, l'te'avon, you're never going to be lacking bread, and then immediately afterward it says that you make a bracha achrona, which is birkat hamazon. So just like we see from ve'achalta v'zavatu brachta d'shem elokecha, that's referring to eating bread spoken about in the previous pasuk, so we go even further back and say, not only is it talking about the bread, it's also talking about the shivat haminim, that you also make a birkat hamazon on that. Rabbanan eretz hifsika inyan, and the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Gamliel Shita, I believe they only make an al michya, because when it says, when the pasuk says Eretz Asher Lo B'Miskanot Tochal Ba'Lechem, that's starting a new idea, and therefore, even though immediately afterward it says Ve'Achalta V'Zavatu Berachta Toshem Alokecha, that's only going on the bread spoken about in that second pasuk, but not all the way back to the Shivat Aminim spoken about in the earlier pasuk. Eretz introduces a new topic. Rabbi Gamliel Nami Eretz Yivsika Inyan, right? Doesn't Rabbi Gamliel also believe that Eretz starts a new topic, and therefore he shouldn't believe that the Birkat HaMazon spoken about afterward is Chal on the Shivat HaMinim that mentioned before the word Eretz? Hahu Mibayale Lemute Akosis Achita. Yeah, he does hold that's an interruption, but that's an interruption not to completely end the topic, but just to make a temporary interruption in order to exclude someone who chews on raw wheat. In that case, that you don't make a birkat hamazon on, but that's not to interrupt, it's not to stop the inyan altogether, it's just to exclude that one case, but in achinam, yeshivat haminim get a birkat hamazon. Amar b'yakav ar'id, amar chenina kol shu mechamesh haminim haminim, betchilam varech alav brei minei mizonot, b'lasof bracha achad mein shalosh. Anything that comes from the shivat haminim, you first make a brei minei mizonot, not the shivat haminim, rather the five grains, anything made from the five grains, barley, rye, oat, wheat, and spelt, you make a brei minei mizonot on, and then afterward you make and anything from the Shivat HaMinim, you're supposed to make a brach, you're supposed to make a brei priya eitz, and then afterward you make an al hamichya. Right, or it's not proper al hamichya, but it's bracha achat mein shalosh, which is a version of al hamichya. It's basically a shortened version of birkat hamazon. We'll get into that another time. Amar le'abaye the Rabbi Dimi, my nihu. Okay, what is this bracha achat mein shalosh? What is this bracha that encompasses all the ideas of birkat hamazon that you say in just one bracha that apparently you say both after a mezonot and after a ha'etz? Now we're going to basically mention all of birkat hamazon, all of al hamichya. Bracha mein shalosh, amar le'aperi de'etz. So when you eat a fruit of the tree, you say as follows, Ala eitz vel pre eitz, right? You make a bracha praising the tree and on the fruit of the tree. Val tnuvat asadeh ve'al eretz chemda tov rechava shinchad alavetenu l'chomim priyamis b'umit v'arachim Hashem elokeinu al yisrael mecha v'al yushalayim yirecha v'am g'lichecha v'am z'mchecha v'divinei v'ushalayim yikotcherecha b'mirah b'yameinu v'alein l'otocha v'simcheinu ba, right? Or perhaps simcheinu b'vinyana. Basically, that's the girsa that we know of al hamichya, and that's what you say when you just start out when after you ate fruit of the tree, you say al ha'etz v'al priya etz, and then you say that whole girsa. Kiyata tov metiv l'kol. Kiyata tov metiv l'kol. That's the end of the bracha. D'chamesh aminin, right? And if you eat one of the five grains, not in bread form but in a snack form, you make an alamichya. And it goes as follows: Amichya v'al kalkala, and then the rest of the gear says pretty much the same. V'al tnuvat hasadeh v'chule, v'chotem al haaretz v'al hamichya. And you finish by saying al haaretz v'al hamichya. Michtam b'may chatim. But wait one second. How exactly are we supposed to finish off this bracha? What's the problem? Well, the problem is that you introduce the bracha by mentioning two inyanim: the aretz and the michya, or the eitz and the priha eitz. But in general, we say that you're not supposed to finish off a bracha with two different ideas. You're supposed to finish off a bracha only with one idea. It's okay to introduce it as eitz and priha eitz, but generally in the conclusions of brachas, we have to convey one idea as opposed to multiple ideas. Kiyata Rav Dimi Amar Rav Chatim Barosh Chodesh Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. So Rav Dimi pointed out that Rav, when he makes a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, says that the one who sanctifies Israel and Rosh Chodeshim, meaning he finishes with two ideas, both Israel and Rosh Chodeshim. So perhaps we can actually finish off the bracha of Alamechia mentioning two ideas. Hachamai, so what do we do here? Rav Chizda Amar Azvar Peroteha. Rav Chizda says, yeah, you finish off with two ideas. You say both about the land and about its fruit. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ala Aretz Val Peret. Rabbi Yochanan says, the land and the fruit. Amar Rav Amram Lo Pligi Halan Vahalahu. And by the way, says Rav Amram, this isn't a machloket. This is just one Rabbi Yochanan says because he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and one Rav Chizda says because he lives in Bavel. Right? They both agree, though, that if their situations were flipped, they'd be saying the other person's bracha. Matliv la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak inhu achli v'anan mvarchin. Wait, it doesn't make any sense, right? Rabbi Yochanan is the one who lives in Israel. He's the one who is eating peret Eretz Yisrael, and we're the ones saying al haaretz v'al peroteha. He should be the one saying al haaretz v'al peroteha. He's the one eating the peret haaretz. Ela ipuch. Rather, it's really the opposite. Rav Chizda amar al haaretz v'al peret. Rabbi Yochanan amar al haaretz v'al peroteha. Rav Chizda says it's on the land and the fruit. Rabbi Yochanan says the land and its fruit, because he's the one eating the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Right, so on an egg or on different types of meat, you say shakol and a brain nefashot. Ava yarka lo, but you don't make a bracha achrona on a vegetable. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Afilo yarka. Rabbi Yitzchak, you know, you even make a bracha achrona on a vegetable. Ava maya lo, but you don't make a bracha achrona on water. Rav Papa Amar Afilo maya. Or it says you even make a bracha achrona on water. Marzutra avid k'Rav Yitzchak Rabar Avdimi. So Marzutra acted in accordance with Rav Yitzchak, the son of Avdimi. The Rav Shimi bar Ashi avid k'Rav Yitzchak. And Rav Shimi, the son of Rav Ashi, acted in accordance with the shita of Rav Yitzchak. Bisamanaich, and how do you remember that this is who followed who? Chad ketrei v'trei kechad. Basically, the one who we mentioned two names, meaning his name and his father's name, acts in accordance with the one by whom we only referred to him as his name. And the one by whom we only referred to him as his name acts in accordance with the one who we referred to him by two names, his name and his father's name. Am Rav Ashi, ana zimna dechim mitkarana avdi l'kulhu. So Rav Ashi says, whenever I remember to, I act like I go in accordance with all their shitas. It's not absolutely necessary, but if I'm remembering, if I remember it, if I'm thinking about it, I'll be yotzei de kulam. Tnan kol shetalan bracha la'achar tarn bracha lefanaf. We learned in the Mishnah that anything that requires a bracha afterward must require a bracha beforehand. However, there is something that requires bracha beforehand and does not require bracha afterward. Bishlam Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi makes a lot of sense. Lafuke Yarka, because he holds there's no bracha chrono for Yerek, and therefore, how does he explain our mission? There's something you make a bracha on beforehand, not afterward. That's a vegetable, because you make a bracha on a vegetable beforehand, you don't make a bracha afterward, according to Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's easy because he doesn't hold you make a bracha chron on water. So he says that's the thing you make a bracha rishon on, not a bracha chron on. But what does Rav Papa hold that it comes to exclude? Seeing as how he believes you make a bracha chron on all these things, lafuke mitzvot. He says that's talking about mitzvot bichlal, right? You make a birkat a mitzvah before a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha after the mitzvah. Okay, but what about the people in Eretz Yisrael who make a bracha actually on Lishmor Chukav when they take off the tefillin? Lafuke Richani. Right, yeah. So they would say that comes to include a bracha on smell. You don't have to make a bracha on after a smell, you only make a bracha before you smell something. I'm a Rav, kol shehu kebeitza, beitza tov menu. Anything the size of an egg is better for you than that thing. Kiata, meaning there's nothing as nutritious as an egg that is its size. Kiata Rabin Amar Tava Biata Megugalta Meshita Kaise Sulta. Right? A slightly roasted egg, such that it's still liquidy, is better than 6 lug of fine flour. Kiata Ravdimi Amar Tava Biata Megugalta Meshita. Yes, a slightly roasted egg is better than 6 lug of fine flour. Mityuta Me'arba. And a fully roasted egg is still better than four lug of fine flour, in that it's more nutritious for you. And anything that is the size of an egg, a cooked egg, is better for you than anything of its size, has more nutrition for you than anything of its size, except for meat. Rabbi Kiva Omer Afilu Achal Shalak. So Rabbi Kiva says that even if you eat a cooked vegetable, you make a bigger namazon if that is your primary source of sustenance. Umi ika midi dehave shalak mizone. I'm Rav Ashi bekal achshel kruv shano. Wait, does anyone have vegetables as a primary source of sustenance? That doesn't give you a lot of nutrients. Now we're talking about a cabbage stock that has a lot of nutrients. Tan Rabbanan. We're going to hear now a lot of nutritious advice about different foods to and not to eat from the Chachamim. Tan Rabbanan. Tachul yafel shnayim v'kashel b'nei ma'ayim. A spleen is good for your teeth, but bad for your intestines. Kashinin leaks. Kashin l'shnayim v'yafin l'bnei ma'ayim. They're bad for your teeth, but they're good for your intestines. Kol yerek chai morik. Right? And all raw vegetables empty the color from your face. V'chol katan maktin. And anything that you eat that is underdeveloped, it weakens you. V'chol nefesh mashiv et nefesh. And anything that you eat that used to be a living thing gives you strength. V'chol karov nefesh mashiv et nefesh. And also anything that you eat that was close to a nefesh, a living thing, also gives you strength. Kruv l'mazon v'tardin l'refua. And cabbage is very good for sustenance. And beets are very good for getting better when you're feeling sick. And woe is to the house that has turnips in it. Okay, well, if spleen is so good for your teeth but bad for your innards, so what should you do? You should just chew it up and then spit it out. Kashinin leaks, kashel shinayim v'yafin l'bnei ma'ayim. Right, so they're bad for your teeth, but they're very good for your innards. So what do you do? Ma'itakante v'shalkinu v'nivalinu. So you should boil it and then just swallow it whole. Kol yerek chai morik. So any raw vegetable reduces the color from your face. Am Rabbi Yitzchak besudo rishona shalachara kazar. We're talking about the first meal that you have after you bloodlet, where you are in need of more substantial food. Right, otherwise you're going to lose a lot of color in your face. Right? So we just say that raw vegetables aren't sufficient enough. You have to eat real food. Am Rabbi Yitzchak kol ochel yerek kodem arba shot asur l'saper imenu. So Yitzchak says anyone who eats vegetables early in the morning, you can't really speak to him at that point. My time out, why not? Mishum recha, because his breath smells terrible. Rami Ritzlag, Asur Adam Sheochal, Yerach Chai, Kodem Arba Shaot. Or alternatively, Ritzlag says that a person shouldn't be eating vegetables in the first 4 hours a day. Amemar, Marzutra, Rav Asher, Yahavu Yatvi, Ataihu, Aitu, Kamaihu, Yerach Chai, Kodem Arba Shaot. So Marzutra, Rav Ashi, and Amemar are all sitting together, and they happened upon vegetables, but it was before the first 4 hours of the day. Amemar, Rav Ashi, achal. Marzutra, lo achal. So Amemar, Rav Ashi, ate the vegetables, but Marzutra didn't eat any vegetables. Amrulei, so he said to him, "My dad chadamer Yitzchak kol ochel yerek kodim arba shor asur l'saper imenu." Meaning, why are you abstaining from eating these vegetables? It's because you hold like Rabbi Yitzchak that. And that you're not allowed to speak with anyone who eats vegetables. You shouldn't be speaking with anyone who's eating vegetables in the first 4 hours of the day because their breath is going to be terrible. Mishum recha. V'ha anan deka achlinan deka mishta behadan. But even though we're the ones eating, you're still sitting here. So if you hold like Rav Yitzchak, why are you here at all? You should get up and leave. You shouldn't be talking with us. Amar lo anan ke'idach Rav Yitzchak svar le'dam Rav Yitzchak asur le'adam shiyochal yerchai kodem arba shavot. No. I hold like the second sheet of Rav Yitzchak. Not that it's usher to talk to someone who ate a vegetable earlier than 4 hours of the day. Rather, that you're not allowed to eat vegetables earlier than 4 hours a day. So I'm still allowed to talk to you, but I can't myself eat them. Kol katan maktin. So anything that you eat that's underdeveloped is weakens you. Amar Rav Chizda, afil gadia bar zuza. Even a young goat that costs the zuz v'lo amran ela de late bay riba about eat bay riba late land buying. We really meant that if it hasn't yet reached a fourth of its ultimate growth, it's that underdeveloped, you shouldn't be eating it. However, if it's reached a fourth of its eventual growth, then you're allowed to start eating it. Kol nefesh meshiv nefesh, anything that you eat from anything that you eat that once had a soul, I mean any formerly live thing that you eat that a soul, gives you strength. Amar Rav Papa, afilu gildani de begile, even if it's something so small like the small fish around reeds. Kol akarov lenefesh meshiv lenefesh. And anything that's close to the soul also gives you strength. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov Unka. Right, we're talking about eating the neck of an animal, which is very close to its vital organs. That's what we believe gives. That's what like invigorates you and sustains you properly. Amar le Rava l'shame ki mayti la umza de bisra tarach aiti li meicha de mikarav le baruch. Right. If you're ever in the shuk and you're looking for food, so bring for me the food that is as close to the makom shchita where they shechted this animal, meaning the neck. Kruv l'mazon v'tarnit l'refua. So cabbage is very good for sustenance. And beets are very good for if you're not feeling well to help you feel better. Kruv lamazon in the refuah. Oh, 1 second. Cabbage is good for sustenance, but it's not good for refuah. It's not good to make you feel better. Vehatanya shisha dvarim rapin tachola. There's 6 things that if you're sick, you should be eating. Machla refuatan refuah. Right, and they help you heal if you eat them. Veluhen, and these are those things: kruv, cabbage, vitardin, beets. Meaning we already just mentioned cabbage and beets, umesis in chamomile water, dvash, honey, vikiba, stomach, viharat, and harat, viyochet akavet, and liver. Right? So we just mentioned that kruv is apparently good for refu as well. You should be eating cabbage. Ela ema kruv af lamazon. No. We didn't say kruv lamazon, that cabbage is good for sustenance. Meaning it's not good for refuah. What we meant is that while beets are only good for refuah, only good for helping you feel better, cabbage is good even for making for sustenance, and not only to make you feel better. Oy lo lebeit shalechet ove betocho, and woe is to the house that has turnips in it. Eini, is that really true? Va'amar le, rabba l'shamay, ki chazita lifta b'shuka, lo tema li b'mat kirachta rifta. But didn't Rava say to his servants that if you ever see turnips being sold in the shuk, you shouldn't wonder what I want to be eating with my bread that day. You should just go ahead and bring me the turnips. So it seems like Rava believes that that's an excellent thing to be eating. I'm going to buy me bleed basar. No, that's only turnips we're talking about that you eat raw, plain, without anything else. But you're eating them together with meat, then you're fine. Rava Amar bli yain. And Rava says, no, that's when you're eating turnips without wine, together with wine. Itmar Rava Amar bli basar. Alternatively, it was stated, Rav says that when you're eating turnips without meat, then it's bad. For Shmuel Amar bli eitzim. Shmuel says without cooking them properly, without roasting them on wood. Rabbi Yochanan Amar bli yain. Rabbi Yochanan says that when you're eating them without any wine. Amar le Rava le Rav Papa. Rav said to Rav Papa, Sudni, right? You're a farmer. Anan tavrinan le lav abisra vechamra. So we eat turnips together with wine and with meat in order that it doesn't have the damaging effect on us. Atun de lo nafish lechu chamra v'maytavritu. But you don't have very much. You don't have any wine to be drinking together with your turnips. So what exactly do you eat with it so it doesn't have that negative effect on you? Amarle bitzivi. We use wood, we roast it properly. Ki had the bitu de rafapa bata dimvashlala tavrala bitimnin ofe parsaita. And that which we saw of Papa's wife, whenever she would make turnips, she would treat them with 80 pieces of palm tree, meaning she would roast them very, very properly so you wouldn't need to have anything with them. Tano benan dad katan maliach pamim shu mamit b'shiva. So a small salted fish can be very, very bad for you if it's left out too long. If it's left out for 7 days or 17 days or 27 days after it was originally salted. So it can be very damaging to you. It can be very bad for you. Alternatively, for 23 days. V'lo amran ela b'matui. And we're only talking about b'matui v'lo matui. We're only talking about when it's not properly cooked. Aval matui shapir late lanba. Whatever. If you properly roasted this fish, then you never have to worry about it. Udlo matui shapir lo amran ela delo shata patre shichra. And even if you didn't roast it properly, we're only talking about when you eat it straight. But if you're gonna follow it with beer, then you'll be fine. Aval shata patre shichra late lanba. If you drink enough beer afterward, then you're gonna be fine either way. Ashota mayim latsamo. Right? One who drinks water davka because they're thirsty. Lafuke mai. What do you mean? If you davka, you drink water because you're thirsty. As opposed to what other case you'd be drinking water that you wouldn't make a shakol. Right, someone who has something stuck in their throat, has meat stuck in their throat, it's having trouble going down, and you just drink water to help the food go down. In that case, you wouldn't need a shakol. Rabbi Tarfon Omar brain fashot above chashonon. Rabbi Tarfon said, "You make a brain fashot." Amarle Rava Barchanan Labai Rabbi Lal Rabbi Yosef Hilchatamai. End of the day, what is the halacha? Do you make a brain fashot after water and these other things? Or do you just say a shahakul beforehand and you don't need to make a brain of fashot afterward? We see multiple times throughout the Masechta that actually they make an assumption that you don't need to make a brain of fashot at all, right? They would say you make a shahakul and then you don't make anything afterward. And some say, no, you make a brain of fashot afterward. It seems unclear what the halacha is regarding whether or not you need to make a brain of fashot. So Rav Bar Rav Hanan just went ahead and asked Abaye, what is the halacha? Do we do this? And so he said to him, Amarle, Puk Chazi, Mayama, Davar. So he said, go out and see what people are doing. Whatever people are doing, that's going to be the established halacha. We're just going to look at Minag Yisrael and see if they're saying Barina Fashot after they're drinking water and after they're eating vegetables. That is the officially accepted custom. And therefore, we're going to continue from that from here on out and make a Barina Fashot. Hadron Alach, Ketzam Bevarchim.